Welcome to Primary Attribute, or a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Council Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons, and Vons, comma, cool, our free little fox folk alchemist clones. Yeah. And today we're shopping. They're not technically clones. I know they're alternate universe things, but there's not a short word for that.
Fair enough. I'm Aaron. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is getting in. We're going shopping, bitches.
I'm Kelly. I play Wellesley Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns. Actually, I'm playing, right now I'm playing Weldroa, so, you know. I'm feeling bad that my body's off doing something else, but, you know, things have got to be taken care of on the mountain.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold squirrel souteer. We all use he, him pronouns, and we're going shopping.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It's very encouraging. You should do it for every other podcast to listen to as well. Also, you should go do it right now. Your chance is now. Go. We'll wait. And it's going to be our 200th episode, so you should write us letters, questions, comments, maybe not pointing out giant plot holes, unless it's in a way that I, the CK, will find funny, because my feelings must be preserved.
Or in a way that we'll find useful. I mean, you've heard us. We could use some help.
Remember, we cannot hear you when you scream at your music player.
You can't? They're so loud.
Okay, we can only hear people in, like, the Tri-County area when they do that. Anyway, you can write us at letters@primaryattribute.com, or if you go to our website, primaryattribute.com, we have a Send Us a Rat form on there that will shoot things our way, or you can check out our social medias, all of which are listed at the end of the episode. All right. Aaron, would you like to do the recap?
Sure would. We all talked about what we needed to do next at the Fermenting Fox. Frymeath got pissy about Aristique, and Jesse was like, maybe you should leave for now. And then Lucky said that they had found a witch. They had heard a rumor that there's a witch who can do necromancy named Lucinda, who is maybe in the Warrens. We talked out of character about what we actually felt like we should do next. Devoid of whether Wealthy actually felt like she needed to go find her body. And basically we all decided that it would be better to take care of the city. And so we're going to be going dungeon delving again, to find the, you know, the pilots and the bridge or whatever we call it. And we're going to be going down into the mountain again. And Wealthy got Alvin involved. I'm really sorry. This is so rambly. Not very much actually fucking happened.
Lots of important conversations were had.
Yeah, we had a lot of really long conversations. Wealthy got Alvin involved, and Lucky went to the ground again to get more people from the ground involved. And basically, we're going to find out who came to help us with our brewing and shopping and party creation montage.
Yeah.
In this episode.
All right. So first things first, who do you tell about your expedition? Are you keeping it under your hats? Grix is a powerful government official now. So yeah, I feel like that might be difficult.
But I don't remember. Which expedition are we doing?
You're going to the core.
Okay. Okay.
We're going to the core. We're trying to find the helm and trying to find Wizard Dave.
No, I think this is a very public fact-finding mission.
Yeah. And I figured that would be the case, but
also maybe hoping to make contact with those of the High Mountains, who is the construct.
So those of the High Mountains, let's see. Well, you know some people that know them. They know that they know them. Anyway, okay, so upon declaring your intent in your very public fact-finding mission, the Ark's government is going to give you and your party members How much rations do you need? 2 weeks? A month? They'll figure it out.
Oh, great. Yeah. Like a month.
Okay. They will give a month for everyone who goes. And also...
Oh, man.
All the rope you could want.
I'm gonna miss eating. No seed cake for Wealthy.
Bring it with you.
I can't eat as Weldroa.
You can consume.
I don't... Can I consume seed cake?
Yes.
Can I taste seed cake?
We should try it.
Okay. Then we'll try it.
Wait, roll a d10 for me.
Oh, God.
Everybody mark off as many rations as you have on your character sheet.
4.
You can faintly taste it. Sort of.
I am not going to bother. If I can't taste it, then what's the point?
You can faintly taste it. It's like La Croix versus fruit.
And I hate La Croix. I mean, I loathe it with a pink and purple passion.
All right.
So I'm not going to take anything.
So you're going to have rations, and you're going to have basically as much rope as you want, because as Alvin will inform you, at least the way he knows to get down involves a very long vertical shaft. We're going to say the word shaft a lot, so buckle up. And you'll need a long rope to get down
there. Well, I mean, at least we'll be working it the whole time.
That's right. But, you know, exploring along the length of it as you go. It's not just about the destination, it's about the journey. All right. So, you guys have those two basics taken care of. Transporting stuff is going to be presumably in backpacks, but you can find other stuff. But all of you have decided to go shopping and find upgraded gear and basically gave me a wish list.
I did notice that we had not, I did look, and I cannot find anywhere that we ever took care of the gems that we got.
You never sold them.
No, we never sold them. So what I have is that all of the gems that Ian emailed me about were worth 9,000 gold total.
Uh-huh.
We have 6 player characters or 4 players. How do we want to divide up 9,000 gold?
That's tough.
I'm personally willing to like divide it 6 ways because we have 6 player characters and I don't want that to be, you know, a problem.
Yeah, I can also see it just not because they're new.
I mean, I could see it like 2 each based on need. In case.
Yeah. Like we don't give it to them, but if they need stuff, we buy it for them, right?
Yeah. To the weakest links in the chain.
Here's a different idea. Mm-hmm. I just keep track of how much people need of the 9,000.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever's left over goes straight to potions.
Oh, that sounds good.
Sounds good.
So we use the 9,000 first in our shopping. Like, each person gets whatever of the stuff on the list that they feel like they want. Like, one thing.
We should probably also make sure that none of these gems are required as...
They're not.
Okay.
This is just like loot items.
Sure, and but these aren't the kind of this thing is that not can fancy. A part of the
it's not fancy. It's not fancy. No. It's
okay.
None of us have any of that stuff anyway. Like,
and if it was like you needed a pearl for a certain spell and you happen to sell one, you could essentially just buy it back for the same value. Like, none of these are special. That said, wait, it was kind of buried. But did you see my note about the gem you found?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And I'm questioning about that because I don't have the Castle Keeper's Guide.
Technically, a monster's and treasure, but yes.
That is a lot of GP.
I'm so sorry.
Nope, you're good. I'm perfectly willing to answer questions.
So I'm wondering if it does essentially what it does in D&D.
Probably.
Which is detect invisible, detect illusion, detect things that are slightly outside of our reality, but still could interact with us.
Ish. So the Gem of Seeing.
Yeah.
This finely cut and polished stone is indistinguishable from an ordinary jewel in appearance.
Okay.
When it is gazed through, a gem of seeing enables the user to see as though she were casting the true seeing spell. A gem of seeing can be used for as much as 30 minutes a day, divided into periods of minutes or rounds as the user sees fit. So it is the best piercing illusion spell in the game in a handy portable format.
Great. Okay.
Do we need it, or would we,
I don't know that we need it,
have the money?
Because also I have inherent ability to do this, including a bonus to it, just to fucking look at it.
Right. This would make it so you didn't have to make the check at all.
Well, yeah, but...
No, you have the ability for sure.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Yeah, I'll break up all my ability. So my inclination is to sell.
Great.
Because also, that's a lot of money.
It is.
Okay.
All right.
So we're selling that.
Okay. I will sell that.
Okay, so that means we have 24,250 GP.
Sorry, we? sorry, excuse me. I didn't quite catch that.
Greg's keeping it under his hat.
You can have however fucking much money you want. And then you can watch us all die if you want.
No, it's fine. It's fine. No, I'll share.
I was going to say Grix will die first, but he won't by definition unless it's an environmental trap. Lowest priority combat target is both very thematic and bullshit.
So anyway.
Includes oxygen deprivation, weirdly. I don't know. So this actually did come up in my mind the other day, because in my Wednesday game, we were playing an old first edition module. And the trap was treated as an attack. I was like, huh. So kobolds in Castles and Crusades.
I would probably run the trap as attacking everyone in the area.
Sure. Fair. Again, you know, it was a kind of a thinking as written rule. And like especially a grognard
argue it.
Yeah.
It would be an interesting debate.
Yeah. No, the acid parts around the kobold.
If only so it can crash back together and splash up over
eventually.
Its entire body.
Eventually. Not until it's attacked everyone else. Anyway.
All right.
Yeah, so if that's an extra 15 whatever.
Yeah.
So we have 24,250 gold just from all of that. And then I think everybody still has at least some money of their own.
Yes.
And I'm not going to keep track of that. I will keep track of what we need from this big pile.
All right.
Great.
I think we should go like one, you know, each person takes what they need. And then we go around again. And then whatever is left at that point.
Yeah. Sure. So kind of choose your top item, choose your second item, and then we'll.
Yeah.
That sounds good. All right.
So I have a question. Steamboat Willie was offered Wealthy's Spear of Heroes.
That was me writing that before Kelly was like, Wealthy has a spear, when I was like, does Wealthy need a weapon?
Oh. So well, I missed that. No, if you need that, that's great. Do you still have that, though? Was that with your body?
It was at home.
It was at home. Because I had forgotten that I had it.
Okay. But you're using that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. my only protection.
No, great.
Beyond
great.
Magic missile.
Great. No problem.
Bartholomew has been wielding it in his off hours, but you can give it back up.
Yeah. I'm going to get the Aardvark slick spear. It's fine.
Oh, man. Has he been talking to it?
You don't know.
Bartholomew talking to the spear?
Yeah.
It is a psychic connection.
Bartholomew should be the hero of ages. That would make the most sense of anything.
Honestly, I feel like it would track. All right. So to give context for the weapon name that Wit just said, I made items for everyone. Well, there's a giant list of I just rolled magic items that were on the normal table. And then I decided to go insane, and I wrote custom items for people. So everyone has their own special list, and we'll bring up the items as they purchase them.
Yeah, so this is Sendril's Slick Spear. And I found it at Aardvark's Antiques in the market halls.
And, Antiquities.
Could be. It's a +1 magical spear that automatically returns to the wearer
user's
hand after one round when thrown.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I guess my slick spear, Leonidas.
Oh, it's going to go great. Okay. So I'm just going to go in the order on my screen. Aaron, you're up. What does Jesse want?
I want, Dad, is that you at the plus two upgrade? Because
all right.
Fucking what is this going to be?
Well, it's a plus two sword. It's a, I'm going to actually look up an equivalent magic item to see if there's anything cooler I can give you than the idea that I already had. Or make sure I'm fully rewarding going plus two. But all right, well, that's happening. Kelly.
Yep.
What does Wealthy want for Christmas?
Wealthy does... other than my wand of magic missile being really quickly set up again, I don't think I really want that much. What is robe of loot useful items?
Oh.
It's too expensive, but is it what I'm thinking of? You reach into a pocket and you pull out what you need.
Kind of, but it's like
adorned with small cloth patches.
It's like a shit ton of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's covered in patches. Only you can both see the patches, which is hilarious. I didn't realize that. And detach them. One patch can be detached each round, causes it to become an actual item as indicated below. A brand new one has at least a dagger, a bullseye lantern that's filled and lit, a mirror, which is a highly polished 2-foot by 4-foot steel mirror for when you need to check your whole outfit out before you leave, a 10-foot pole.
Command word, fit check.
Yeah. A 50-foot coil of hemp rope in a large sack. It would then also have a number of other patches of various items. And I am glancing, and two of them are a mule and a rowboat. Oh my God. You know.
Yeah. Like I said, it's too expensive, but I don't think I've...
One of them's money. You might make some of your money back. Oh, boy. It has a window in it.
What has a window in it?
The robe.
Oh.
As one of the optional ones. It's a...
Oh my God. It's
it says up to 2 feet deep.
It's 14,000 gold pieces. I'm not going to... I don't need a robe, and it was just... It was interesting looking. Oh, okay. Then I'm gonna take 4 potions of fly for 500 each.
There's only one on the list. There's only one available.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to take 2 potions of fly.
That's right. And I rolled that one twice.
All right. So that's 1,000 gold pieces.
All right. Adam.
Which character am I shopping?
Let's start with original recipe.
Let's see. Checking to see how much coin he's got on him. Voice.
Wait, we still have 17,000 gold.
Yeah, you're pulling from the big one first. So everyone's choosing a single thing they want off the list, and you're going to go around until that is depleted, and then
I gotta get to a different page. That
oh, offline, I already spent my own stuff.
Or you can keep it. Yeah, no, there's no particular order. It's just more. There's a giant pool you can pull from first if that is what you'd like to do.
Not want me to use your that for the slick spear or.
Oh, no, don't. No. I already bought that. No. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Then we still have 19,000. I didn't have enough. I didn't have enough gold.
We all got 1,600 after the last, 16-something after the last.
Did you look at some of the prices?
Yeah.
Plus two weapons are worth 4,000
gold. Yeah, I know. And again, that's going to affect a lot of my choices, but
yeah,
I could get something for each of my folk.
I could only have gotten with my current gold. Also, I bought some of the potions from a prior restock. I contributed gold for a prior restock, and other people, I don't think everybody did. And
wow, this is just like you know, the office cake day.
It is indeed. And now I'm keeping track of how much we're spending. Anyway, yeah. I didn't actually have enough for anything except my 200 gold compound bow. And honestly, I'd like everything because I deserve it because I'm going to get hit a lot.
All right. So original recipe Vons, how are you feeling?
Well, there's... Oh, the OG Vons.
You can do the other one first.
Yeah, let's do the other one first.
All right.
Because there's a grappling hook that sounds like a no-brainer.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This thing is super rad, and it has like a magical glue effect that lasts for an hour or until you tell it not to. And the versatility of this, honestly, Ian, I think this thing might be broken.
There is a small catch. What's the command word?
Oh, he doesn't know the command word?
No, you know it. There's a caveat written into the description.
You have to... You see
word
it?
Is
also, you still have to attach rope to it.
Oh, yeah, well... like
not a major
like,
read it, read it, finish reading it.
Yeah.
Okay, the command word is variable. Done. Got it.
No, there's more. Nope.
Just say variable finish. And it's fine.
Jesus.
I can just read it out if you want.
I'm sorry, just short-circuiting wit right now is so much fair. Fun.
I'm leaking a yellow, white ooze out of my side like a Weyland-Yutani android, okay?
Elaborate. Don't even get the reference. Anyway, in
order aliens. To spell it, it's fine.
Okay. To activate, you must say a pithy one-liner about your situation. Oh, goodness.
Can you read that from the top? Closer to your microphone.
Okay, so to make the glue effect happen in the first place, I assume this is like while he's uh-huh. throwing it, he uh-huh. has to say a pithy one-liner,
uh-huh.
a situational pithy uh-huh. one-liner.
Uh-huh.
And well, that's just good for radio.
Yeah.
Like he's a Bond.
Mm-hmm.
I think I won almost exactly this without the command word from a Chuck E. Cheese.
So once upon a time, in a game Adam was actually in.
It was like a gummy hand on a stretchy string that you could like fling across the room and it would stick to stuff. And if the thing was like a piece of paper, it would yoink back to you.
I actually consider this being a sticky hand because that did exist in a game I ran for Adam a million years ago.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Except it increased in size after you threw it and could pull truly heavy objects.
Yeah, no, that I mean, that's like kind of what I'm getting.
Yeah. But all right.
Okay, so. I bought that with the group money. So don't mark okay. anything off, Adam.
Okay.
Fitty bones.
And then what does original recipe want first?
That was original recipe.
Right. No, that was.
Oh, no, wait, that cool. was cool. Okay. Yeah. Original recipe. I have to.
The worlds are blending.
That. Let's see. Okay. Okay. Okay, this is not the time to get into concoctions to add.
Nope.
No.
We're looking at better armor or a sprayer. Now, the quick reload sprayer does sound really nice, but that's an upgrade that we could get at any time, I imagine.
Yeah, but you have to come back here at some point. You're going to be down there a while, probably, from everything Oof. We've been told. So.
Yeah.
For example... You're buying a month's worth, or you're getting a month's worth of rations.
But that would mean, so can I spray healing potions and heal yes. people at range?
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
At limited range and one person, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that does mean you don't have to be standing next to them, and they don't have to drink it.
Yes. Yes. Now, can I spray glue?
Mm-hmm. You have.
Yes.
Or does it, oh, I have?
Kind of. You can spray glue. That's right, because you built the fucking Harvest Moon sprinkler.
Oh, right, yeah. It's magical glue. We've established that.
Yeah. So I'll be kind and not have it immediately jam your weapon forever.
Adam, you should just get the fucking 1,000 GP yeah. thing. There's no reason not to.
Get Let's the thing you that. Actually want. All right.
I okay. spent 4,000 already.
Yeah.
Everybody should just like use the money, man.
All right. Grix.
Well, Vons is stingy. Yeah. He's not going to just jump.
This is someone that. Else's money. I feel like Vons would be into that.
Oh,
it's sort of his money, but you know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he would.
All right, so Grix, yeah, Grix. What's your first
yes.
thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Going back up the list. Okay, there we go. And I think the first thing I'm going to take is actually a Ring of Protection plus one, and it's going to be out of my own pocket. Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I know in D&D, when you do something like a spell that provides armor, it doesn't add it on top of existing armor. So if you have like a Ring of Protection and then you cast Mage Armor, it doesn't actually work. Or it takes the better of the two. So if I cast Dragon Armor on top of a Ring of Protection, I'm trying to figure out if it still adds a plus one or if it...
Let me look at the item descriptions.
So here's what I'm reading. I already looked it up.
Okay.
In D&D, it calls it like a plus one armor or a plus one deflection bonus or a plus one resistance or whatever, like a plus one whatever bonus.
Right.
And those are exclusive of each other. So if you have armor bonus, you take the best of your armor bonuses. If you have deflection bonuses, you take the best of your deflection bonuses, etc. This one, the Dragon Armor spell, says you just add plus one to the recipient's AC.
It's actually the exact same verbiage used in the Ring of Protection.
Crap. This bonus AC is not a cumulative effect. Fuck me. Okay, no, it doesn't work. Fuck. Fuck.
For what it's worth, the Ring of Protection doesn't have that caveat.
Well, but that doesn't...
I guess only one of them needs it.
But I mean, if I had the Ring of Protection already and then I cast Dragon Armor...
Yeah.
That's just a waste. Shit. Natural Armor? Hang on. I'm going to look up what that does. Because Natural Armor has also, in editions of D&D, stacked on top of regular armor. Okay. Anyway, in that case, I don't know.
Amulet of Natural Armor says a natural armor bonus from plus one to plus five. I'll say that because it is designating that it would stack.
Okay. Yeah, in D&D it does. Natural armor is different than armor.
Yeah. Because this is like a...
Okay.
Yeah, it's toughening your body and flesh. So.
All right. Then I'm taking that one.
Okay.
And you're paying for it with your own...
Well, that depends on how much it costs. Where is it? Amulet of... Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, I am. Easy peasy. Cheap-o.
1,000.
Yeah. Okay. That's my take.
Okay. Steamboat Willie.
Oh, that's me too.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Steamboat Willie is also buying his first thing himself, which is Sendril's Slick Spear.
I thought you already...
That's right.
Oh, you already said that you were buying that one.
Yeah, I told you that offline beforehand, right? Or
I thought that was online.
Maybe it was, but it was before we started the...
Before we started the round robin program. So why don't you read it again?
Fair enough.
Yeah, so Sendril's Slick Spear is a plus one magical spear that returns to its wearer user's hand after one round when thrown. And I'm always going to tease Ian for that.
You're at 2,500 words of custom descriptions tonight.
It's a fair bit, and no judgment. I'm still going to tease you mercilessly. And it's available at Aardvark's Antiquities in the market halls.
Yeah. All right.
And I see it as a spear that is just constantly covered in, like, jello.
Not Vaseline?
Do we know the difference?
Between jello and... does who know the difference? Steamboat
certainly does.
Yeah.
And it really wouldn't make a difference because they're going to be different no matter what, right?
I'm not trying to remember if we started with Whit and I've accidentally stolen one of his turns.
He hasn't used any of the communal money anyway.
All right.
I also haven't used any of the community. Yeah. So, okay.
All right. Then we keep on going. Jesse.
I'm also taking the Iron and Wine.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm using 6,000 and I don't care. It's happening.
I missed this.
I need money. I need to cover myself.
What is this? Tell us what this is.
Iron and Wine. Iron and Wine is on Jesse's list at the top. It is a particularly nice looking ensemble of iron armor. It has also been carefully lined with burgundy-colored leather.
Ooh.
This leather lining prevents most clanking of the armor against itself and eliminates any penalties to conceal or move silently checks made while wearing it. It also counts as masterwork, providing a plus one bonus to AC on top of the Iron Greek Ensemble's normal plus six. It is available from Adrian's Arms and Armor in the Rise for 2,000 GP.
Also, that should actually say expert instead of masterwork, but...
Okay.
Masterwork would be a bigger bonus and an insane price.
Yeah.
I had not reviewed that section of the equipment. But yes. So yeah, you get some fancy ass iron armor. That's plus seven.
Oh, sorry, never mind.
What? What's up?
No, I can wait for my turn.
Well, I have good news for you. It's your turn.
It's my turn. Okay.
Turn is now.
The question I have is how much time will it take Xandrius, good lord, to recharge the magic missile?
I figure, given that you're waiting for people to get back up to you from the surface, who presumably have their own shit to wrap up before they come help you, and you're doing a lot of shopping and a lot of prepping for a giant, potentially month-long expedition, you're taking at least a couple weeks to do all this. So,
okay.
Enough time.
Give me a second. How much money do I have? And
there's also the communal, which I haven't taken from, but that's because I already was planning shit ahead of time.
So I can do two on my own, and my wand of magic missile, how many? 50 charges. So that would be 10,000 GP.
I know I should have made it more expensive.
What does everybody think? Is that worth the
how much
the price? 10,000 GP.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wait. That's $1,000 per. No, it's 5,000 GP. 5,000. I'll take 5,000 GP for the one magic missile recharged.
Yeah, great.
It's 200 GP a charge. You're taking it to 50?
I'm taking it all the way up to 50.
Yeah, no, that seems super valid.
200?
Yeah.
And it's
200 times 50 is in fact 10,000.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay, it is 10,000.
I don't love 10,000.
I don't love 10,000 either.
200 GP per charge. I don't love it either, so I'm going to go with 5,400, and that would be 27 charges. I have an opal from somewhere. How much would that be worth?
Let me flip to a different section.
Okay, well, no, go ahead and figure it out, but...
No, it's faster to do it now.
No, my math is horrible, so...
Did it say what color it is? Does it say common, precious, fire?
No, I just have an opal.
I will assume it is a common opal. It is worth 100.
Okay, I'm not selling it right now. Okay, so I got 27. I got 27 on the wand of magic missile.
All right, Adam.
Yes.
What is Cool Vons looking at next?
Cool Vons. So, just a sec. I'm looking. Cool Vons wants that portable hole real bad, but it's almost 30K. That's a lot. And it doesn't. It doesn't say much about it. But is it? I'm curious. Is it reusable?
Yes.
Portable holes are definitely reusable. There's
I've heard
not
you
enough.
Being portable.
There's not enough gold to buy the portable hole.
No, there is not. That is aspirational. We can steal it later. With so the other thing that just makes sense to get is the thieves' tools. Lockpicks are going to be just about essential here, and we're definitely getting some of those eventually, but they don't have a price marked on them.
For which one?
The Juvian lockpicks, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
That is because they are not currently available to you. You have an idea of where to search for them on your adventure.
Yes.
You get that for free.
Which is great, and it sounds like there's a side quest for some knight armor, too, or rogue armor. The
heist one is if you want to steal the +5 leather armor. There is a note in this description that says the CK recommends saving this idea for later, because if you fail, you will at best be thrown in jail for months.
So for now, I'm eyeing the knight armor for kick-ass evasion, that's at 200, and the thieves' supplies at 300.
The thieves' tools?
Yes.
Okay.
That.
Great. I'm going to put you down for both of those, because that's really, really fat. That's just so tiny.
Yeah, it's 500.
Yes.
And they both seem, like, appropriate.
Yes.
And we haven't gotten into, like, other stuff yet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He thought of that as soon as he saw Vaughn's picking up $1,000 sprayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, well, if Vaughn's is going to do that. Meanwhile, original recipe Vaughn's is wondering about his armor options now that he sees his. What is the word for that? They're not a twin. They're twin-like.
Counterpart?
Doppelganger.
Well, doppelgangers have a weird history. They're said to be specters.
I mean, it's just the alternate universe version. It's just the AU of him.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's totally a doppelganger.
It's just the AU.
What's AU?
Alternate universe.
Oh.
You gonna get that queer bowl?
Yeah, thinking so. The queer bowl armor sounds good. And yeah, if you want to describe that for audience purposes.
I will do that. It is a queer bowl of concoctions, an expert set of queer bowl armor plus one AC over normal with hard casings built in for holding concoctions. It's considered to have all the arm, chest, and leg slots for alchemy items built in. Due to being integrated with the armor and lined with both velvet and steel, they provide the protection of the most heavy-duty version of these concoction-carrying devices. It is available from Gonk's Gonk Gonkery in Echoes.
Yeah, so this sounds a lot heavier, but it makes sense for this Vaughn's to start.
Is a hardened leather, if memory serves. So it shouldn't be too heavy. It's just a lot more rigid.
I think it's literally cured.
So it's not literally heavy. It's just clankier and more rigid.
Yeah.
So we're heading into more of a paladin isn't the word, is it? Cleric.
Yeah.
Kind of direction.
Yeah. Like cleric-y, paladin-y. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And that's at 450, if I remember.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, we still have 9850 left.
All right. So, next up, Grix.
Grix would like Steamboat Willie. Is that who you asked?
It can be.
Whoever you want to buy.
Steamboat Willie wants to get the squirrel suit and would like to go attempt to talk to the great Squirrella.
Steamboat Willie, make a charisma check.
All right. Natural 20, baby.
I quit. All right. You go to the great Squirrella.
Oh, so you don't want us to have cool things. I see. You just get off on being withholding.
I'm realizing I can't get out of giving Balthy a gun again, and I'm not thrilled about this.
Steamboat Willie had a packet of mixed nuts from the Green Day universe in his pocket. And
he hasn't eaten it yet?
No, he hasn't. He forgot about it. And the great Squirrello has never had macadamia nuts.
Fuck yeah.
Brazil nuts. Actually, probably, I don't know, almonds? Almonds might be tricky up here.
Pecans, probably.
Pecans do well in high altitude.
Okay.
All right.
But did anyone think to bring pecans onto the arcs?
Excellent question. There were enough old men on here that remembered to bring pecans.
Did anyone bring pecans that had not already been roasted in this? Rendered
roasted? Rendered you plantable. Roast?
I don't know.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I more meant prepared to be food in such a way that would disadvantage them from being planted.
Wait, calm down. Ian's not Southern.
Have me a pecan tree in my backyard for the entire 18 years of growing up. Hang on, I got some rants here. Anyway.
The great Squirrello agrees and then murders your character immediately. What does it sound like when you present this to the great Squirrello?
I think what it mostly sounds like is the great Squirrello becoming obsessed with the plastic wrapper initially. if we're really being honest about the sound, it's what is this magic?
That was an amazing great Squirrello impression, babe.
Thank you. I tried really hard there. I couldn't quite remember. It's been a long ass time.
I, of course, still have to charge you. Despite
this naturally, of course. 1,000?
Yes.
Fantastic.
But I will pay slightly more attention than I would have otherwise.
Oh, 4 tries per day.
No, I'm going to increase the effect.
Oh.
of the variability that I mentioned. That'll be fun when you find out.
Right?
All right. Grix.
Oh, fuck. That was the wrong direction. Hang on. I got to pull up the list again. Grix.
You don't like the door to before?
I really don't. It's so fucking expensive for how little use it has.
It's only 1,000.
You don't currently have teleport available.
For one use.
That you can take as large a group as you want through, assuming no one shuts the door.
That's a lot. That's
teleport has a weight limit.
That's so expensive, man.
You asked me for an emergency exit.
I know, I did. And I don't regret that was the... Like that's not an... Okay. Fuck a duck. All right, fine. We need it. We need the solution. I'm doing it.
I'm taking it out of the communal mind.
Yeah, you sure are.
God, sorry. Why are you so angry right now?
Put it in my toolbox.
I like it, Ian. I'll read the thing.
Thank you. That would be lovely.
The door to before is a pair of cloth patches embroidered with crude images of doors, each with an adhesive backing. These can be stuck to any surface and will stay in place until activated. The first simply stays wherever it's placed. The second, once placed, is activated by knocking on the patch 3 times. This causes both patches to transform into standard-sized doors and open. Going through one door has you immediately exit the other. You can only travel from the second placed door to the first and cannot travel back the other way. The doors stay open for 1 minute or until the door on either side is closed. After this, they crumble to dust and both patches are destroyed. The doors must be on the same plane of existence. It is available from the Enchanters Co-op in University for 1,000 gold.
Can we put that into a liquid form so that I can have a portal gun?
I mean... Ian would have given you that option if they thought that we could handle that.
It costs you 1 cake. Is this harder to acquire than another breaky stick?
A breaky stick has a radius.
I know.
So depending on how many people you have, you would have to potentially leave people behind.
So far, the breaky stick has accommodated everyone we've had with us.
You have had relatively
we're
small groups.
We're gonna have a lot more people on this one.
If we double the number, is that a problem?
Yes, as I recall, the last time that we actually, when we used it to get all of those shadow corrupted into the like bright room, on the ground, we could only transport like 4 of them at a time.
I believe it's an 8-foot radius.
And
memory serves.
That would require leaving a door. Somewhere. I like the door idea. Properly done, the sneakiest among us can traverse some dangerous area and get a lot of us through a lot of situations.
All right. I got it.
Okay.
Door to before. I need to set up the first one first.
Yep. Just slap it up wherever.
I am announcing this now that if I don't set it up specifically somewhere else before we leave, I'm setting it up in the Fermenting Fox in our fancy chill room.
The basement.
The basement. Before we depart the arcs. And if that means that at the last minute I have to fucking run back and put it because we haven't decided where else to put it, I'm doing that. And I'm saying that now, and it's on recording, so nya.
Nya indeed.
Nya indeed.
All right. We are back around to Jesse.
Cool.
I already bought with my own money the long compound bow +1 that you said in the shopping list. And for flavor, it is the bow of C's Get Degrees. It is the result of a rushed final project by a barely passing wizard in training. This is available at the university's surplus store. It functions as a +1 compound longbow, but only gets 3 magical shots per day before being exhausted and needing to recharge. While exhausted, it functions as a normal composite longbow with no bonuses for 200 GP. And I bought that with my own money. And that's everything that I was offered, which is fine. It's really all I cared about. Those were the three things, and I'm very happy to get them all.
All right.
We still have 7850. I would actually sort of propose at this point that we use that for Vaughn, like to fund the Vaughn's potions. I believe we had already agreed that that was a good idea.
So real quick, to go around the whole circle, we'd still need to go to Wealthy and the Bonzas one more time, just if they really want something. But, oh, you just mean because they can spend their own money still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but, like, that's the whole thing is, like, we've all gone around twice.
Yeah.
All right. The communal money, you know?
Yeah.
Just what I'm arguing is we should.
Oh, Wealthy. I'm knocking the price per charge down to 100, but you can only get one of them per day that you're here. So, because by rule, you have to cast it into the wand, and you can only do it once a day.
Okay. So it would be 2,700 instead?
Yes. but you wouldn't be able to leave for a month if you do that.
And how many days is this?
It's as long as you guys want it to be, but keep in mind, even more in the arcs has about 6 months left on its useful life, and that's assuming they got everything right and nothing bad happens.
They know what the hell they're talking about.
The people that told you that know what they're talking about as much as they can, but with the Corrupted attacking the place and things getting interesting, you know? I guess they might have a little longer than that, because they did also lower it, but yeah.
What if we say 2 weeks? That's still 14 charges, and that's a lot of charges.
That is a lot of charges. Let's go with that.
Okay.
And at some point, making a wand may be cheaper, but the time is measured in weeks.
Okay.
It would take you like 3 months to go on.
Okay, so that's right. Still 11,800. That gave us back another 4,000. So it's 11,850.
So yeah. I only have 14
charges.
Charges. Okay.
Yes.
That's
But we did agree that was a lot.
Well,
you took most of the campaign to go through 14 charges.
I mean, that lasted you for months.
It did. Because I was stingy, so yeah. I'll be stingy again. Then I want to get Trap the Soul for 1,100 pounds, 1,100 GP.
Pounds?
I don't know why I was going
to say that. I don't know. That's the fascinating choice.
Well, because it's cheap.
It's medieval.
Great British pounds. GBP, GP.
What does Trap the Soul do?
I don't even see it.
It does what? Like, I listed on the sheet. Because that was the weirdest ass thing to be on that table for no reason. But I will find the spell.
Where is it?
It's under potions for some reason.
On the generally available magic items Excel spreadsheet.
Oh, there it is.
Under potions.
That's how you know it's fun, when Excel gets involved.
Ian.
Excel is good.
That is true.
I regretted my words as I was saying.
Ian, I'm an accountant.
I'm always horny to work with Excel.
I'm always, always horny to work with Excel.
Especially after working with Google Sheets for the past 30 years.
It's disgusting.
It's gross.
It's disgusting, and it's perverse, and it's absolutely wrong in all of the worst ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me angry with the way it does every single thing that you ask it to do.
But just wrong.
I haven't used it enough recently.
It just sucks. It makes me sad.
Sure.
All right. So, Trap the Soul. Normally an extremely high-level spell. This spell forces, or convinces, a creature's material body and life force to enter into an extra-dimensional space within a gem worth at least 1,000 GP per level or hit die of the creature trapped. The gem holds the trapped entity indefinitely, or until the gem is broken and the life force is released, which allows the material body to reform. If the trapped creature is a powerful creature from another plane, it can be required to perform a service immediately upon being freed. Otherwise, the creature can go free once the gem imprisoning it is broken.
How does a potion of that work?
I assume you trick them to drink it. I don't actually know why it's a potion, and I will dig around and try to find an answer, or I could have been smart and actually looked at the treasure book just in case.
I would hope that you have to throw it at them.
Yeah. Let's see if they actually give it its own separate listing.
My problem is having is the
Do the, you still want that?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Having the jewel, requiring a jewel.
I'm assuming the potion takes care of this. The potion is an all-in-one, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. Let's say you go into the bottle. It's a real fancy bottle. Listen, until I can find a description that actually says, why is this a potion? This is how it works different. Just.
It works the way you say it works, because you're tired of it.
I'm going to say, I will tweak it for you. Note that by virtue of being a potion and potion requirements being relatively low for creation, it may not capture super powerful creatures. So just.
Okay.
Be aware it may have limited strength.
So we maybe can't actually capture Dave the Wizard. And
that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
But there's also the mountain one.
Those of the High Mountains? Yeah. I don't think has a soul.
We don't know that.
We don't, but do you want to experiment?
Doesn't he?
You've never talked to him.
Well just come back... out of character, this comes back to Aaron and I's differing definition of what has a soul.
Okay, then I have a question.
Can't get into that again.
How dexterous are my hands as Weldroa?
Imagine you're wearing two oven mitts.
Oh,
you can grip things.
I don't think the gloves of dexterity is worth it then.
Gloves do magically adjust to the user.
Yeah, but they only give me +1 on my dexterity, so consequently...
Yeah.
So you're not getting the trap the soul?
No, I don't think so.
I would give you a bonus if you got the target to drink it.
I'll take the trap the soul. I'll see how sneaky I can be.
That is the result of a roll of 100 on the potion table.
Ooh.
So I will try to keep that in mind when I fully stat this out.
No meaning in terms of extremeness, right? Just a random number, effectively?
Often, but I think one usually slots interesting things in the top slot. But yeah, some of these are all over the place, like the miscellaneous magic items. The number I rolled pretty much had nothing to do with the value. But okay, so you got Trapped the Soul. You got 14 charges of wand stuff. Yeah, and the guy's high end, so he charges 100. All right. So, okay, I think that's kind of everyone's turn. Ish.
Does anybody else, I mean, basically we just like Wealthy just replaced the like big wand of magic missile recharge with also adding the trap the soul. So now we still have 10,750 to give to Vaughn's for potions.
That sounds like it'll do a lot. Here's a thing though. We've got a number of potions available all of a sudden that Vaughn's hasn't learned yet. How valuable does heal natural wounds sound?
Heal what?
Natural wounds.
I can read it out.
Yeah, I'd love to know exactly what that means, because that sounds awfully like lawyery.
It is, in fact, written down. A vial of salve that can be spread on wounds caused by non-magical natural weapons, such as claws and teeth. Heals 1d8 plus 1/2 hit point per caster level of damage from these sources. The vial can also be smashed onto undead to deal 1d8 points of damage.
Ooh, undead.
Ah, but a regular healing potion sounds better, right?
This is significantly better with a high level alchemist if it's a natural wound. It was even better by Ra.
How many of those have we had?
You keep getting attacked by rocks.
Do you keep getting attacked by birds?
Yeah.
They do not have a magical enhancement to their abilities. They're just corrupted.
Yeah. What if it's gravity that does the damage?
Is that natural?
Or the goats?
Like, is a paper cut natural? Hang on. Well, I need to know what defines natural.
Is corrupted natural?
I mean, if it's
is like, dysentery natural?
Dysentery
doesn't hit point
damage.
How do you know?
You can't rub salve into dysentery, babe.
Also that.
I mean, you can.
I don't think you... No, you really can't. No, you really, really can't.
We're also going into the underground of the Arx, which is not well known for having corrupted creatures in it. In fact, they kind of try really hard to stop that from happening. So that particular distinction you might not need to worry about.
Okay, but the question...
Is there corrupted microorganisms?
No.
No, they don't get down that... They don't corrupt things that small.
They don't do reptiles. They don't do fish. They don't do insects.
Okay.
Well, one of the benefits of this is it's a level one potion, which means I can make a ridiculous amount of it.
True, but is that worth your time? That's the only... Yeah.
You would lose one day. Well, you would spend one day actually breeding normal concoctions, but it would take you one day of like transcribing and 100 gold to get that into your notebook.
Huh. One day per level of concoction.
So the level twos take 2 days. Level threes take 3.
Yeah.
4 takes 4 and 5 takes 5.
So it seems like it would be worth it as a base level. It feels like the value on this is potentially high. It becomes a total waste if... Well, it's not a total waste. It becomes a partial waste if it doesn't work on corrupted.
It's it's situational, but it's good when it works, essentially.
Right, because, yeah, corrupted can do magical attacks, but are they? But they're not like magical natural attacks, right? They're just like...
Yeah, the corrupted aren't running around counting as like plus one long swords or whatever.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense. We also have blinding dust, whole bulb. Whole bulb sounds...
Whole bulb sounds fucking exactly a thing that we should have for real because of the way that we're about to go into the depths.
It also sounds like exactly the kind of thing Vons would want to make.
God, Vons wants to be able to make that so much. I will read it.
Yeah.
The whole bulb is a carefully constructed alchemical sphere made of a hardened shell around a quicksilver interior. When smashed against a surface made of natural materials, such as stone or earth, it creates a 10-foot diameter hole that extends up to 5 feet per character level into or through the surface, with a maximum distance of 30 feet. Any creature on the surface where a hole is being created gets a dexterity check to avoid falling in. So basically it's like fast acting dynamite that doesn't actually like...
Yeah, where we're going, we don't need doors.
Yeah, where we're going, we don't need doors.
Yeah, it's an instant hole in a wall, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's a natural materials thing, which is not going to be too hard, but like...
I also think we almost exclusively go to places with natural materials. I'm trying actually to think of anywhere that we've ever been that was not made entirely out of natural materials.
You didn't go down
harmlessly.
We didn't go into the metal tunnels.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The danger to this particular potion is if Vons happens to be holding a collection of them and then trips. Because then I imagine the first one goes off, makes hole underneath him, second one goes, and then it just like lightsabers all the way through the arcs.
Just falls out the bottom of the arcs. What a way to go.
I mean, let's be fair. Vons keeps enough dangerous things on his person at all times.
Yeah, the authorities really should be worried.
That if he tripped, it would just be a problem overall. And we're all very glad that he's a fox folk with high dexterity.
Yeah.
Because the burning hands would be really bad, man. It would be really fucking bad if that just burst randomly.
Only there was some sort of weapon that could be aimed. I'm excited you're going to have a sprayer.
Yeah.
Are you considering any of the other concoctions? Because it's getting a little bit late, so I think maybe figure out what you want to learn, and then you can figure out the exact potion breakdown between what you make in the, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I suppose we recordings. Can handle some of that via text message or something.
We need a lot of cure potions.
Yep.
We don't really need invisibility this time.
We don't know whether or not we need invisibility.
We already do have a bunch of invisibility currently.
All right. So you aren't sure if invisibility is justified in this situation.
And I claim invisibility is always justified.
Okay. No, I'm just
at least as Vons, I claim that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And other Vons would totally dig invisibility.
Yeah.
Has he gotten to do that yet?
Yes. When you guys went out to look for Wealthy.
He probably had a great time.
Yeah.
Mapmakers Inc. I haven't been able to read all the way through yet. Can you sum that up for us, Ian?
Basically, you have some ink. You have a magic piece of paper. You smash the ink, it goes around you. 10 yards radius per level, it will come back to the paper and draw a three-dimensional map of the area around you. And that goes through stone. So if you're in, say, a cave system, it will still reach its max radius, regardless of if there's walls in the way.
10 yards in a cave system can be useful.
10 yards per level. And you are pretty high level. You're getting a fucking football field.
Yeah. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Useful in, buildings, for sure. Yeah.
And, long twisty cave systems that the GM might torture you with.
When has that ever happened?
Never.
Then there's...
Just like underwater things have never happened in this campaign.
Breath of Light is also... I'm having a hard time getting through that one, too. What's the...
Okay, Breath of Light. Breath of Light also might be a little bit hard to follow because it is a boiled down version of a different spell that has the longest description I've ever seen. Anyway, so it's a small jar in which you manage to trap a small amount of sunlight. When you hit it against the ground, the light explodes out. It illuminates 10 feet plus 2 feet per caster level diameter sphere. Lasts for 2 rounds. Those within the light have to make a saving throw, or they're blinded for the remainder of the round, or for the remaining rounds of the spell, whatever's left, plus 1d3 additional rounds. Basically, while they're in it, plus 1d3 once they leave it, or it turns off. Creatures sensitive to light or undead take 1d8 damage per round from the light. It's noted as having an unknown effect on shadow-corrupted creatures. However, you must have access to unfiltered sunlight at the time of creation to make these concoctions.
Oh, we don't really have that's a problem at the moment.
That is a problem, but at the same time, that also sounds so in flavor for this campaign, especially with Vons's interest in coming up with an alchemical solution to the corrupted.
I do think it'll be great in the future.
Yeah, may be aspirational.
Like, I just don't think there's a great way for us to actually do the concocting.
Yeah, and in that whole flavor idea, I imagine concocting this and doing the very discovery of this potion, Vons would have to have that light available to do this.
This will be the result, at least to some extent, of the studies that you've had your lab team doing.
Sure. So. Let's say...
But yeah, one place on the planet you can make it, now that you're down this low.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I guess you could go to the valley.
Yeah, let's say that Vons recognizes that, takes all of the appropriate notes to transcribe this thing, and just envelopes them, pockets them for now. Oh.
Okay, so drop 500 GP and it will take 5 of your days, but you can have it in your, alchemy book now. And you know how to make it the second you have access to the right location.
I see. Yeah, that makes sense to me story-wise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think you would see that and not do that.
Yeah.
Way to sneak some plot in with the shopping list, Ian.
I do my best. Saw it and was like, this could be cool.
You did it a few times, too.
Yeah, I still want to know what the magical effect is on Dad. Is that you?
I might expand this. It's giving you a +2 on all wisdom and charisma saves because it is imbued with your family's love for you. And it makes you feel secure and safe.
On all wisdom and charisma?
Saves.
Saves. Oh.
So, fear, petrification, panic.
I don't think we've ever seen Jesse anywhere close to panic.
So in
magical effects happen.
In emotional terms, holding the sword makes Jesse feel confident and unafraid.
And or secure.
And secure, that's nice.
Basically, if a magic effect hits you, some familial love, pops out as essentially a shield in your mind.
Great. Huh. Does the magic, does the plus two magic, is that only on hit, not?
Oh, not, for the general property? I believe it's plus two to hit and plus two to damage.
Ooh.
That's the advantage of magic over expert or masterwork. For expert or masterwork, you have to choose one or the other. But all right. So
the potions and everything, that loadout gets real mathy and
yeah.
We can do that.
Basically, I have one more item.
Yeah, you guys can still buy stuff off your list. Real quick, Adam.
Real quick.
What was the real quick for Adam? What was the final list of spells that you just took?
The spells that I just learned.
Yeah, the potions you just learned.
Well, we're talking about that spooky light potion.
Okay, so light.
I mean, that's got to be in there.
Yeah. Bulb.
The bulb, definitely the bulb.
Okay.
Everything else is definitely consideration, but I feel like we were kind of on the fence about natural wounds healing.
Okay.
Slash.
You just undead. You can take a week to learn. Breath of Light and Whole Bulb. And do you want to take Matt Maker's Ink, or does that not sound good for you right now?
Matt Maker's Ink is up there. It's level 4.
Okay. You can also finalize this decision between sessions. Just
yeah, I might give that one consideration.
Okay.
Does anybody else have a feeling on that? Or
I don't alternative know. Solution? I'm not like super interested in it. I sort of feel like we could make maps.
Yeah.
It's mostly there to find things that you can't see or get to easily.
Oh, does it tell you where monsters are?
No. It's the area itself. But like, if there's a cavern you can't reach that you don't know is there, but it's full of glorious treasure, you'd at least see there was a weird cavern over to the side on the map. Not guaranteeing that would actually happen. That was just one of the use cases I thought of like, we're trying to orient ourselves in a cave system and ooh, that's out of place.
Big cavern or room for a dragon.
Yeah.
The spell's radius is 10 yards per level. That's,
it's designed for cave systems primarily.
Fair enough.
Cave systems are like, I can't think of too many buildings that are bigger than a football field. I mean, I guess apart from stadiums.
So it's also going to be a radius of 100
radius.
Yards. Yeah, so.
At radius, that's like.
Diameter of 200 of yards for Vons right now.
Oh, sorry. That's way bigger than my brain told me. Sorry.
Yeah, it's like a football field in every direction.
Yeah, it's a diameter of a stadium, easily.
So no, it's a diameter of two stadiums.
Adam may have been including the seats.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. If you're like in the middle of the stadium, it's the diameter of the whole stadium. Oh.
Anyway, just let us know what you think about it.
Yeah.
All right. So anyone else who wants to buy anything?
Last thing. Let us know now. Green Day Grix, Steamboat Willie, the Dragon Scales, Scale Mail.
Hell yeah.
Plus one, no movement penalty. And I think I still need 1,000.
It is a bodysuit.
I think I need 1,000 from... Nope, no, more than that. No, I need the whole thing from the communal chest.
Okay. That means that there is 9,750 for potions.
Cool.
Oh, and Steamboat, do you buy clothing?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. I can get that.
Shield is going to look at you sideways for wearing scales. That's...
It really has more of a fish pattern. The dragon skin is marketing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's more like fish scales.
Oh, so they're just like calling it dragon scales to be fancy?
No, it's not made of a...
They're also extra, like each scale is extra ornate and like shiny.
It's like faux dragon scales.
Yeah. It's like when you get a really healthy, like, as I immediately forget, every shiny fish on the planet, like rainbow trout or something.
It's like wearing... Muppet legs instead of an actual feather boa.
Sure.
But yeah, so this is a set of scale mail, but it's a skin tight bodysuit and layout, so that's fun. So
with a dance belt.
Of course with a dance belt. He's not gonna just like let it all hang out.
With his
because he knows what it means to Donald Duck it.
with his own money, which he probably stole from Vons.
No, this was group money. He'd already spent.
I think this is a lead-in to Cool Vons buying something.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Cool Vons is going to pick up his face covering, which is cheap. And he's not sure if he can pull off a scarf, but he's going to try.
Did you buy the armor?
He did buy the armor. Yeah.
No, you bought the knight armor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He bought the shadow.
I was confirming that.
Yes.
I think I missed it.
He definitely bought the knight armor and thieves tools.
Okay, cool. And the grappling hook.
The grappling hook.
And he's he can't help but try out this thrown weapon opportunity. No, wait, it's not designed to be thrown.
Designed to be thrown, but it does a lot more damage than average for
Yeah.
It greatly increases your sneak attack and back attack damage.
Yeah, so he's definitely going to try that for, yeah.
Okay.
50 GP. That puts him at spending, I think it's $100 of Vons' money.
Okay. And a very important question. What color is your long flowing ninja scarf? You got red, pink, purple, or orange?
Really? There's no like olive green?
Nope.
But it sets off his fur.
It's extremely conspicuous. And yet, has no effect on your stealth skills.
Just like Naruto.
Just like the game Shinobi on the PlayStation.
Red, pink, purple, or orange.
If you really want it to be another color, it can.
It's just gotta go with his fur.
Is the big thing.
Well, we can make it orange. And yeah, it'll help.
I bet a bright green would also work for Cool Vons. Like a vibrant green, not like a lime green or anything.
Yeah.
A nice Kelly green.
Yeah, we'll go with a Kelly green or a... I just like saying Kelly.
All right. I'm going to read out the description of both of those real quick, if that works.
Yeah.
Okay, face covering. You get a well-fitted face covering that will cover the lower half of your face, including your nose / muzzle and mouth. Gives a +1 on saves against inhaled poisons. 1 GP from many sellers in the market halls. It is a ninja mask. And the shinobi scarf. A long flowing scarf that trails behind you as you move quickly. In addition to looking cool as hell, it can be visually distracting to opponents. Once per day on a successful charisma check, you can use the scarf to grant yourself an additional 1d4 dodge-based AC bonus against a single attack. To clarify, this is basically a reaction. It's the same way you'd cast shield as an attack came in that hit you.
Oh.
It's available in red, pink, purple, Kelly green, or orange for 50 GP from the Quillery, a combination bar and clothing shop in Echoes.
So does the face covering also frustrate more conservative people in the market halls?
Of course.
Like, it's just like a quick way to figure out which ones are easily triggered.
Yes, and it's got to be real word for Cool Vons, because he has none of our modern context for that statement. Which honestly makes it better. I just like that he's like, why is everyone giving me dirty looks? Or, you know, roughly half the population. All right, cool. So everyone bought a lot of stuff.
Yay.
Because
Adam,
it is late.
Did you take a note about how much money we're giving you for potions?
About how much money you're giving me for potions? Spill it.
9,750 gold.
All right. And then...
All right, noted. And you guys are going to need to send me... any special requests. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly heal 'em ups.
Sounds good to me.
I really just mostly want heal 'em ups.
Yeah.
Like a few others, like one or two of each of the others that you think might be useful, but like...
I mean, burning hands is always nice for you.
Exactly.
But like...
You've got some versatility stuff, like water breathing, feather fall... Glue.
Pick a few of those, but otherwise I would think...
Yeah, like, I mean, like, I would 80, say 80% cure.
Yeah.
Okay, so real quick.
Before I love how we were truly both exactly, like, 80%.
Yeah. Well, it's the Pareto, Paul. The Pareto rule.
Yeah, the 80-20 rule.
80-20 rule.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the big thing is that Prime Frymeath is part of the Cabal. Those of the High Mountains is roughly part of the Cabal. Do you want him to introduce you before you leave?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we should meet him.
Okay.
It, him, it,
them.
Them?
Them slash it. Yeah.
Sure. We should meet them because they've been noted. They're also, I think, one of my constituents and or like partners.
Yeah.
I should meet them.
Yes.
It would be good.
Okay. We'll roll that into next session. And then the people that Lucky got from the ground will be listed out once they show up, because that's even more people and I want them to be a surprise. So, all right, you got a party.
Woo-hoo. And
all the gear you could want.
Except that one thing where we're going, jeez, my phone, we have that thing now.
I don't think we will feel that way.
Actually. I'm giving Vaughn's plenty of room to feel that way. There's that one satchel where he's like, but it's got cartoon characters on it.
That one wasn't that expensive either.
No, it's not. It's not expensive.
Can I read it out even though we're wrapping up?
Yeah, he's just not sure about the look of it. He's not sure it goes with his new plate mail or whatever that is.
Yes.
Scrubbly.
Please read it.
Yes. Scrolling. There we go. All right. So I gave Vons two options for carrying more potions in his satchel as requested, or portions as I wrote. I was tired. So either could try and convince Lucky to let him use her bag, which has extra dimensional storage in it, or Tim's Buckaroo satchel, a shoulder bag with a heavy duty top flap. Its cheerfully decorative outside is covered in colorful cartoon animals and festive hats and proudly declares you to be one of Tim's Buckaroos, a fan club of the ARCS's premier children's nature educator. The flap has straps on the outside that provide space for five concoctions to be quick drawn, like if you're using the armor add-ons. These straps provide minimal protection in the case of impact, and it's counted only as the protection of the lightest version of the armor pieces for making saving throws. Those are the crush throws. You can see them in Vons' fight with the Kraken. The interior of the bag, when properly closed, is also waterproof. Available for 3 GP from Pretty Good Gifts and Echoes. Come on, be part of Tim's Buckaroos, Vons.
I love it. It's basically it's like a Steve Irwin.
Yeah, it's like a Steve Irwin lunchbox.
It's like a Steve Irwin lunchbox, exactly. It's It's only 3 GP. It's only 3 GP, man.
Okay, so Cool Vons buys it for other Vons?
I like it.
Yes, of course.
And other Vons is
Because Cool Vons is cool.
Yeah.
Because Cool Vons is like, oh, this is so ironic, man.
Yeah, he sees it as like, oh, this is like some kitsch, some
he's totally being a hipster about it.
Yeah.
But do you think that Prime Vons is like, oh, I was such a big fan of this guy when I was a kid?
I don't think he is.
No?
No, I don't think he was a fan. I feel like Prime Vons was too sullen and
even as a
mad
child.
At his childhood. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I'm going to declare right now, because I think it would be true, that Lucky fucking loves.
Oh, yes, that's Tim, the correct. Nature educator. Yes, that's correct, actually. Totally.
Yeah, that would track.
I love Lucky.
Don't get her killed.
I'm scared taking her into dangerous places. She's just a kid.
It's one of the reasons I kind of want to leave that pouch with her. Like that gives her some good dimensionality and access to lots of healing potions.
Lucky has plenty of healing potions in her bag that is larger on the inside than it is on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so because glad she went snooping.
So Ian, playing question. Brendan Lee Mulligan, I saw an interview with him where he's done lots of interviews.
Uh-huh.
But I saw one in particular where he answers the question, what is the most frustrating thing that players do? And apparently it's always the thing where they say, but my character would do this awful thing and like forcibly split the party or do some weird loner shit. And I feel like Vons does that to you a lot.
No.
You think?
It's me. I'm the one who does that kind of shit.
So we managed to do that to you a lot.
The first step is acceptance. in terms of the CK accepting that these things happen.
I do feel like every one of us has done it at one point or another.
Yeah, no, it happens.
I don't think Jesse has done it, but Aracene definitely did it.
Yeah.
I mean, Vaughn spent half a season on a boat.
I'm going to say, but we did not check in on Vaughn.
he's got barnacles in places he still hasn't explained. That would have
required him or the boat to be still enough and not fleeing in a panic for most of that time period. Oh,
that's fair. Well, he got pretty salty either way.
That was good.
They said. It'll be a short episode, they said.
They'll be right back, they said.
Oops, he triggered the entire city. Well, you're at the top of it on the far end from your boat.
I mean, considering it was Vaughn's there on his own with a smattering of crew, you guys are lucky that there's a boat to come back to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But cool. All right. So we got our shopping, we got our gear.
Oh.
And got some of your allies, and we'll find the rest next time. So good job, everybody. Good game.
Thank you.
Yay.
Good game.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. Follow us on social media. You can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our dankest, blazest posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Yeah, I do want to take FM though.
Yeah. Prime.
Did he get to learn his nickname?
You just need to ask him if he wants to change his nickname. You know, did he think of anything?
Well, I'll ask him now.
Hey, Odysseus. Sorry. Go ahead in dialogue.
Did you ever figure out a name that you want us to call you?
Yes, Odysseus. Odysseus seemed appropriate. It's from a myth from my world.
Oh, cool. You'll have to tell it to us.
I'll do my best. I imagine we'll have...
When Odysseus was on his way home from Ithaca, he asked the Oracle how he would be free from his burdens of the sea. And the Oracle said, "Walk inland from the shore, carrying an oar." When a man mistakes the oar for a shovel, you will finally be free from the burdens of the sea.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, I'm misquoting Black Sails.
Oh, wow. Steamboat. That was really intense, man.
Yeah, there was a great show. Oh, shit. That hasn't come out for... That's not going to come out.
Your nose is bleeding.
Oh, my God.
Your nose is bleeding so fucking hard. Jesus Christ. Who the fuck is Jesus Christ?
Medic.
Oh, my God. My nose is bleeding so hard.
Jesus Christ was this Asimar who... Anyway.